This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To you. Hello. It's the DJV program. Hopefully you're having a good day. You're feeling good about the day. I feel wonderful about the day. Starting, imagine how fortunate I am, and you are too, to start the day with people like Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I love my life most of the time. I hope it sounds like that. Welcome into the DJV. Really, ladies, don't you love your life most of the time? You don't have to love it all the time. But liking it and loving it, really, I think that helps to set the tone, doesn't it, for your life? Never mind the day-to-day stuff, but your life, if you feel great most of the time, then your life is going to be fulfilling. And oftentimes, you know, people who are, at least in my experience, who are down in the dumps all the time, who are nasty and aggravated and angry, those people don't live as long as the people who have a good, happy... I'm sure there are exceptions to the rule. But I also think that it's kind of innate. The more you listen, the more I listen to the three of you, the better I feel, frankly. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You feel better about yourself?
Like, we're not on the train wreck that these three are.
Is this because behind the scenes we're all taking the alcohol gray area tests and you feel better about yourself?
All right, bro, explain that, because all of them were talking about the gray test. I said, was that like drinking gray water? And then, of course, there was no response because we had to get back on the air. So, of course,
well,
it's not.
Well, I need clarification of question number one. So,
we're starting with question number one. I love it.
Okay.
How often do you have drink containing alcohol? So it's either never, and then skip to number 9 or 10. That's Doug's boring questionnaire. It's monthly or less, also sort of lame. 2 to 4 yeah. times a month, 2 to 3 times a week, 4 or more times a week. Here, my problem is this. I might have 4 drinks a week, but it's usually on 2 days.
Right. So it's, yeah. So you're more
so
on
are
the
they talking
side.
About, yeah, exactly. No, 100%.
All right, there you go. All right, well, drink up, ladies. I didn't hear Jay jumping in on that.
That just seems like such a jump between the two options of 2 to 4 times a month or 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's a huge
Doesn't
jump.
It just seem like a jump? Like, I yeah. feel like I fall a little bit in between that category.
You're in
some
the gray
people,
area.
I can't
yeah, but,
make it past
but
the first
some
question.
People have alcohol every day. And that I don't know if that means that you're out of control, if you have one drink a day. It's no secret I grew up around an alcoholic mother who by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon was done after having had probably at that point 6 or 8 beers. So I don't have a good sense of the people I've been around, the women that I've been around in my life have all been moderate to not drinking at all. So I don't have
But actually that trend has changed because yeah. especially during the pandemic, more and more women have increased their drinking, like exponentially apparently.
You?
Doctors.
Are you, does that include the three of you?
I've gone back to normal now, but yeah, I
what
mean,
does that
for a
mean?
While.
What's normal mean for you? If you're taking this gray water test.
Yeah, Victoria. How many drinks
really
is normal?
I don't know. You know, I haven't gotten through the test yet, so I don't know if I technically have a problem.
Well,
but.
So it's like the highest you can go here is 4 or more times a week. So let's just say it's 4. 4 drinks a week doesn't seem like all that much to me. That's 4 glasses
it's
of
not.
Wine over 7
right.
days.
Yeah, that's not a lot. I know. So I would be in that category.
I think
category
that's pretty good, actually.
Listen to the emphasis on that.
Now, it says, now, how many do you have in a typical day? 10 or more is an option? I mean, I'm
that
sorry.
That
would be high. 10
or more. Unless you're on yeah. a cruise yeah. and you're trying to check off all your 21 alcoholic beverages.
Right.
I mean,
and bought. Then how often do you have yeah. 6 or more drinks on one occasion? Mm. You know, I mean, that's a lot. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. To answer your question, though, Doug, I think every one of my friends, we all have kind of joked about this. But, you know, like the initial lockdown was supposed to be 2 weeks. back a year ago in March,
and
everybody kind of stocked up on.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah. Well, everybody I know stocked up on wine and cheese, and it was basically like a 2-week happy hour. And then
my girlfriends were all into peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, okay. I've never even heard of that, but that sounds
I went out and bought a bottle of it just because they were so into it. It's delicious. I'm not a huge whiskey person.
But yeah, I can't do the brown liquor. That doesn't
really... It's kind of more like a... It's more like a dessert than it is like something that you could drink a lot of. Like you could pour it over ice cream, maybe.
Like we started out, we just, you know, got some more wine and we had some vodka. And then by the, you know, a couple months in, you know, Lewis had a decanter of whiskey. I had some port. We were like full on Downton Abbey in a, you know, in like a month in, we were having a little glass of port after dinner. It just, I think everybody just sort of got into these habits. And, you know, alcohol is habitual and you do, I think a lot of people miss the habit of it. It's like with cigarette smoking.
It's like smoking, yeah.
Yeah, like if you're not full-on addicted to cigarette smoking. Like if you were a social smoker, like I socially smoked a little bit in college. And sometimes if I have it, not anymore, but at the time, you know, in my early 20s, if I would have a drink, I kind of missed having a cigarette with it. But that kind of stuff is very habitual, and it doesn't take a long time make those habit forming.
Yep, you're right on. There, in my experience.
And I think that's where we've gotten into trouble, because what was supposed to be a 2-week bender turns into a whole year.
So are men the same as women, though, when it comes to this sort of thing functionally? And figure out, I don't know.
I don't know about pre-pandemic. I just know I've seen so many stories during the pandemic that more women were drinking more than ever.
People were doing more. You know, I laugh about this, but truly I think a lot more people started drinking during the week than they probably did all weekend. A lot of people started drinking earlier in the day, like day drinking.
Not many people were more productive when they were sloshed at home.
A lot of unemployed people. I have a lot of friends who lost their jobs or who were furloughed for months. And, yeah, it's like the afternoon. It's like they never drank during the week, and all of a sudden 4 o'clock hits.
Afternoon
maybe
delight.
It's time for a margarita, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you also had to-go alcohol. So many restaurants doing that, and I feel like that was kind of a novelty bit of fun of like, hey, I can get this alcohol to-go.
It's like living in New Orleans everywhere.
I know, every week, to-go cups.
It's Mardi Gras time in Duluth, Montana, Duluth, Minnesota, wherever Duluth is. All right, 13 after the hour on the DJV program in a moment. What's going on in Texas with guns right after this?
And this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, all the ladies and the gentlemen here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So Texas lawmakers apparently have approved a bill that will allow people who are 21 and older to carry handguns without a license, without a background check, and without any training. Who thinks, other than me, this is a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. The bad guys are already going to be carrying handguns. Why
without any background check?
It's still going to be additional background check. There's still background checks in the state of Texas. It's just nothing additional to get a concealed carry, which I think is fine.
Well, no, this is no permit.
Right,
you don't
have
to have a permit or anything.
This is clear to me. I need some clarification on this then.
This is not, this is no background check, no permit, no training. You can go anywhere, buy a gun, that's it. It's yours legally.
No, that's against the grain of what the rest of the country thinks.
But you know what's the interesting thing?
Totally for the Constitution.
But is 13
no background check? Is
no background
where,
check.
Where there's a Constitution?
No background check is not, that's not in the Constitution. Background
I understand,
check,
but is it, but does it make sense?
Constructs. If it does for Texas, sure, it's their state. That's what works
Jennifer,
in their state, yes.
You're on a limb on this one, my dear.
For you, but maybe for the rest of your listeners, they might agree with me that you stand up for the Second Amendment.
But every gun owner that I know, like every we talk about responsible gun owners, they all are in favor of background checks. When you look at even the NRA membership, not the leadership, the membership, 80-something percent is in favor of responsible gun ownership and
background
checks.
I think some
background
checks are good, but if Texas feels that it's not appropriate for them or if it's not working for them, they get to change that, not you, Doug.
Okay.
Not you, Victoria, not me, Jennifer. I mean, that's Texas that gets
No, but then do they carry the gun outside of Texas? What do they do when they leave Texas?
No, you have to abide by the laws of your state. Same thing with everybody else.
I'm going to bet you that won't get
Here's
Texas.
The thing.
Demographics
you don't have to worry about the people
rapidly.
Who are following the laws. You have to worry about the criminals who get the
guns. I agree with that.
Anyway. But how? I'd rather have an army filled with good
guys.
But
you're allowing this law is
gun.
Allowing bad guys, quote unquote bad guys, to buy a gun legally and not have to worry about anything. There is no background check. So there is no
way.
The lines are blurred between the good guys and the bad guys here.
A lot of people love to go after Texas for whatever they do, but you know what? We'll see how it happens. Look what they did with COVID, and they came out on top of that. Maybe this is going to be.
Texas has more mass shootings than any other state too. So I'm not really
pretty big. I think California is actually
population.
What state is Marjorie Taylor Greene from? What state is Marjorie Taylor
Greene
from?
Georgia.
Okay. All right. So I read a profile of her. As you know, I think it's funny. You three of you made fun of me.
With her.
Oh,
yeah,
will you calm down?
With
I haven't said what I.
Liz Cheney and Marjorie.
Okay, that sort of is where I'm going with this. Thank you for sort of underscoring.
Sort of like twins. So maybe
yeah, I know
why.
You've got a weird type. Looks wise, I think you've got a type.
Really?
Go ahead. Tell us. Regale us with tales of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'm not
Greene.
Sure that I want to now after
the brain trust
comment.
That is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Go
so
ahead.
So what is there? No, let's just clarify. Get a little clarification here. What is it that you think appeals to me about the two of them?
I don't know.
Or about
blonde,
any woman that you know that I've been hanging around with. Jennifer's seen more of the women that I've hung around with than you have, at least in person. So Jennifer, you need to weigh in on this, please, because.
I've met you. No, not all of them, but most of them are a type. I think Hillary was the exception, probably. She had the darker.
You know,
hair.
I talked
but
to her yesterday
time,
for the first time in 14 years.
That's exciting.
You bring
How's she
her
doing?
She's. She's
she a widow?
Much,
Doug's on a widow kick.
No, she's not a widow.
No, she was the one who was pregnant when Doug started dating her.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And her daughter is now 17.
Good.
She
God.
Sent me a picture
Just
of her.
Stop my, telling me that
I know.
Right now.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, let's go back to this.
Wow.
The reason I brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene is because as I read a profile of her yesterday, yeah, I do. I find her looks appealing as I find sort of Liz Cheney's looks appealing. But then I listen to them talk and I find something different. I thought it was interesting. Liz Taylor sort of went with the Republican leadership yesterday.
Liz Taylor did?
Liz Taylor?
Now it's one person?
Yeah, right. Liz,
her from
Liz
high above.
Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene put them together.
Jeez.
Anyway, I think Greene is an idiot. I mean, I guess that's maybe my point. Stepping over the line is the point, she said in an interview yesterday. She said, I want to be over the line.
Right.
I
she gets be headlines and then you talk about her.
Right, okay, so I'll stop talking about her. 21 after the hour.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Let's get at it here. 23 after the hour, trending time. Jay Kirshner is at the ready with Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to go back to this business, which seems to be for now 2 days. We've had, what did you, I didn't pronounce it right, décolletage?
Décolletage.
Décolletage. All right.
Yeah, so you anyway. Just learned this now at your age, what that means. Very odd.
And what has age got to do with the use of décolletage?
Because it's an old-fashioned term that's not even used anymore. It's much more your era than ours. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I remember
it used to be a polite way to say cleavage or to refer to, you know, it was like the fancy way of referring to cleavage without it being skeevy or pervy.
I never referred to it either.
You tell someone that you know, your stuff's always hanging out. You know, like when you say something like that to somebody that you suppose.
No, wouldn't you refer to them as breasts and just leave it at that? Is that?
Well, no, because décolletage doesn't refer to the whole breast. It's just the
I would say cleavage. Just say cleavage.
Right. Isn't there some nicer? Even all of those terms seem to be that could offend somebody in some way. Even using the term breast.
Who's offended by that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't think that...
I like that you make stuff up.
Probably the person who used
décolletage. Décolletage is not offensive at all.
It's not offensive. It's just old. It's old fashioned.
It's old, but welcome to the party.
It's like
50
reading,
years late.
I feel like if you were reading Cosmo, like in 1974, they would talk about that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I wasn't. I was just looking at the pictures in 1974. All right. So, Jay... Bring us to this Florida High School, the yearbook, and what our listeners are saying. There are a lot of comments that have shown up at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. Excuse me. So what are people saying?
Well, regarding this whole thing, Annette Bleach says it's a joke. This is a news story. School has rules. No cleavage. I wish school would have left their pictures out.
Really?
But. Tony,
that
would have been better, by the way, if they thought that it was some violation of a dress code. It would have been better to leave them out than to try to Photoshop. I mean, that's exactly. Or at least reach out to them and be like, hey, this is the photo we're putting in, and it's the Photoshopped one, or we're not going to put your photo in, period. What would you prefer?
Or just tell the girls, bring two tops.
Yeah.
Simple. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of these girls have even come out and said that these are tops that they've worn so many times to school before, and it never seemed
ridiculous
to be an issue. Another comment, Tony Echavarri, I'm sorry if I've butchered your name, says MCGA, make cleavage great again. Reminder, these are like 14 and 15 and 16-year-old girls we're talking about.
Yeah. Settle down, dude.
he's an old lech for you. Okay, who's next?
Jeff Main says, okay, so what?
Okay.
Ryan Linetti calls it stupid and points out, but if it was a trans man with boobs, it would be discrimination. I feel like this was discriminating anyway.
That's interesting.
That's why it's in the news.
Right.
So how
exactly
does trans men get boobs? They just have...
It would be a trans woman, but I sort of see what he's trying to say, I think. I mean, he's not being
he
complimentary
to
towards
help
trans people.
No.
Well, because he's basically saying that, you know, that it's okay, the current situation is okay, but if it was a trans person, then it would be discrimination. So he's basically... He's siding with censorship and then trying to also make a backhanded point about trans people.
Okay.
But he did it in the wrong way, so it didn't work.
I'm not sure I even
work
understand that. All right. Elliot Page. Who's Elliot Page?
Formerly known as Ellen Page, Juno star, who came out as trans. He got... he had his breasts removed and posted his first shirtless photo. And dude is rocking, like, it's not even a six-pack. It is a 10-pack.
He looks amazing.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. I was so happy for him. He looks
ecstatic. I counted.
So is he a boy or a girl originally? I'm lost here.
Ellen Page was an actress in Juno. You've seen her in other things. Uh-huh. And she has gone through gender reassignment, and now she's Elliot Page.
Okay. So she could have given her boobs to the guy Brian Linetti was talking about.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Yeoman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, or a train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burleigh, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Let's get a pandemic update. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern on Monday.
We have gone from 6% of U.S. adults with one shot on the day the president took office to more than 60% in just 4 months. We're averaging about 24,000 cases per day, down from nearly 184,000 cases per day when we took office. And daily death rates have dropped nearly 85% since January 20th. Is there more work to be done? Absolutely. We're still at war with the virus. A couple of things that we've been able to implement. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we've been able to accelerate and improve our COVID-19 response. School districts across the country have been able to leverage the resources needed to safely reopen. Small and medium-sized businesses are able to pay their employees for the time needed to take off work to get the shot and recover from it. And billions of dollars have gone to states and local organizations doing the boots-on-the-ground outreach around vaccine confidence, which is, of course, a big focus for us at this point. HHS is leading regular engagement with the COVID Community Core leaders to discuss best practices. And just a few minutes ago, we announced the president hosted a YouTube town hall with a range of influencers with millions of followers, primarily young people, who need to understand the benefits of getting vaccinated. So just another example of the ways we're trying to use all of our resources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. Thank you for being here. If you're working out while you're listening to us, squeeze those muscles. Squeeze them. Because that's the way you get results, right, ladies? Squeeze those muscles.
All right, Richard Simmons.
I just keep thinking, pinch them pennies.
Richard Simmons, whatever happened to him?
That's a good question. I think about that often. No joke, I really do. I love Richard
Why?
Simmons. I just love Richard Simmons, and I met him once. He was just, like, everything you wanted him to be. He was just this effervescent, bubbly ball of
Me
light
too.
And love and just energy and positivity. He's just, I mean, the rumor for the last several years is that he hasn't been well and that he's, you know, kind of homebound. I don't really know. No one seems to know.
I sat next to him on a plane once from I think it
I mean,
was
his energy is real. That's not an act.
Yeah, like, no, it wasn't. But he was, and he wore that out. He wore
oh, yeah,
the
he
same.
He always wears the outfit.
The same outfit, and he was so cold in the plane that he wrapped himself in a blanket. But he had lots to say, and then all of a sudden he fell asleep.
Right.
But Very interesting human being. As you know, the world is full of interesting people. If you just give it a chance. You know, interesting, crazy people. Because that's kind of what we're all about. All right, speaking of interesting and crazy, the U.S. Supreme Court has denied the appeal of a retired federal agent who wanted to challenge the legal immunity for police officers. He was injured during an arrest and blocked from suing for damages. Because that's the thing, right? You can't sue the government? Is that
right?
But you can sue, like when people sue the police department and they get $26 million. Wasn't that what Floyd's family got?
Civil stuff.
Yeah, they got $25 million, $27 million, something like that. But I think a lot of it has to do with criminality. And there is, I mean, there is still a way for police officers. I mean, look at Derek Chauvin. He had no immunity in the case of George Floyd. But there is some immunity offered to officers, I think, early on. So they were trying to change that law. And I don't think that the Supreme Court wanted to pick it up. If there wasn't enough there, a lot of it has to do not with what the Supreme Court wants to pick up, but what the undercourts ruled and how they ruled and whether or not the Supreme Court thought there was any argument in how they ruled. So,
okay. So you want to boil that down for us, Jennifer?
I think she just did.
I think I just did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like the Supreme Court doesn't just go, you know, we feel
they
like doing this
choose,
today.
Right.
It's like, it's always based on the legislation. Yeah. It's always built on how the, it's always built on how the other courts have applied the law. If they don't think there's anything to argue, then they typically don't pick up the case. And if they think that there is something to argue, then they'll pick it up.
Okay, names in the news. Amy Klobuchar. Remember her? She ran for president, senator from Minnesota. She has said something and done something that I completely agree with. And I thought I'd go around the room and see what the attitude is and wonder out loud whether Jay wants to ask this question as part of our inquisitorial basis on social media at DJV Show. Klobuchar is leading the effort to reopen trade agreements with Cuba. There is nothing that makes more sense to me, and I didn't understand why Trump, other than, but you know, oh, they're communists, we can't do business with them, when we do business with every other damn communist country in the world. Hello, look at China. I mean, how... It was just dumb. Anyway, so she has reintroduced a bill that will allow the U.S. to export goods to Cuba. Now, this, by the way, wasn't ever formalized. We tried to make this work, but it hasn't happened since the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1961.
Yeah,
and
I think Obama opened up like, tourism.
Yeah, he started. Yeah, exactly.
But there was no official because the Republicans in the House and Senate didn't want to do anything. So yeah,
but
it
why?
Just became.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
why
I don't know why you would
me.
Pick on Cuba as one, like you said, why?
Because Cuba is basically just like a satellite state for Russia. I mean,
okay.
We do business with Russia. The influence
and China.
Of Russia. Cuba is very close to us. Number one. Number two. When Obama reopened it, remember our ambassadors, our diplomats, were attacked with that sonic sound thing that happened in Cuba.
But
so
it
why?
Happened elsewhere too. And we didn't just shut off relationships with the country.
It didn't. I don't think happened elsewhere. I think it happened.
I thought that was disproven on a
Cuba.
Tech level. I thought that was disproven.
But you know what? Even so, that's not. This is the gold mine of opportunity for American businesses, for tourism, and to not
tourism,
have this
I can understand, but what businesses
market,
are going to profit from this?
But trade with the Cubans, buying and selling our cars. They haven't had a new car down there in 40 years.
They can't even get car parts from America. They have all these beautiful old American cars with Russian cheap-ass parts in them. And then that's part of the reason why they have such a pollution problem, too.
China thing.
Exactly. They're all... So I think there are a lot of opportunities. I agree with you, Doug, on this 100%.
That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I give you one every once in a while.
Right? Whoa. There. Okay. Other names in the news. Gaga has a, let's see, what's going on with her? She's given the key to the city because of her success as a performer, right? So she now, Jennifer, is the queen for a day in West Hollywood. How about that? It was the way for, what, on Robertson? Really? There's a street painting on Robertson. Robertson's a cool street. You like Robertson? I think Robertson's a very cool street.
Yeah, I don't have anything against it. A lot of shops, yeah.
Well, it's just kind of, there's a warm feeling for some, I don't know why I think that. Robertson is just kind of one of those warm places, like Doheny, but Doheny is a more residential. It's up this couple of streets up, but there's something about that area that's cool. Anyway, so why did Gaga get the key to the city? What's she doing?
Well, it was a tribute to her her second album.
It's called, and probably yes. Big stuff with the gay community, too. West Hollywood
exactly.
is like a huge gay
yeah.
mecca.
Yeah. So yeah. her second album was called Born This Way, and it celebrated its 10th anniversary this past weekend. So it was a celebration of the album, and then they named May 23rd Born This Way Day, and then they have the street painting on Robertson that you were just mentioning, and then it's also kicked off, I believe it was Harvey Milk Day as well, which kicks
really?
Off the month-long celebration of Pride. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So let's see here. Fate of the Matthew Perry thing, we were talking about that last week. I just want to underscore the fact for those of you who didn't hear or haven't heard that that reunion show is on May 27th. All right, so that is Thursday
night. Yeah.
Thursday night. That'll be what people will be watching.
Big night.
Big night with Jennifer and Courtney and Lisa and David and Matt and Matthew. So this, and it'd be interesting to see after people actually see it what they say about Matthew Perry, see what the reaction, the general reaction is to him and whatever people were talking about. I noticed that LeVar Burton, who hosts Reading Rainbow, why is it called that in the first place? Is that why?
It was a kid's show, Reading Rainbow.
About reading and Reading Rainbow. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Really?
Why did they call it that?
It had nothing to do with gay rights or anything. I'm just asking.
Because it was about reading.
Right.
Yeah. It was probably alliteration, you know.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I always look for the behind the scenes. You know, what? It could be that it had something to do with gay stuff.
That's what it didn't.
The Rainbow Coalition was all about.
It didn't. It was Reading Rainbow, and now LeVar Burton is going to be one of the guest hosts of Jeopardy. I think that's coming up in July. And
right.
But he's also starting his own adult book club because he did all the stuff for kids. So now he's got his own adult book club, which he actually already hosts online. It's very popular, which is how he actually got to Jeopardy, because there was a write-in campaign. It got over 100,000 signatures.
Oh, really?
It was even maybe it was even 300,000. It was a huge number of people who said that he should be given a chance to host Jeopardy. He may end up, a lot of people were kind of speculating that he may end up being the best one out of all of them.
The host? Really?
Yeah, he's a huge Jeopardy fan and a trivia nerd, so he can
Is he pretty smart, generally speaking?
Very, very smart
guy.
Yeah.
Right. All right, here's the story that we've all been waiting for. The body of an older man had been missing for a long time. His family couldn't find him. They found him, however, yesterday in a dinosaur statue in Barcelona. How it happened?
That's weird.
A Stegosaurus figure on display in Santa Coloma, which is apparently a suburb of Barcelona.
So there's been a dead body in it this whole time?
Yes.
For all these years?
39-year-old man reported missing by his family some time ago.
Firefighters. Do people not, know he was going there? Or does no one visit that museum? Because you would think you might notice a dead body.
Smell of a dead body.
It was inside of the dinosaur's leg. They had to cut it open to get the body. I think maybe what attracted him to it was the smell. That's how they got. But how would you get inside?
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Well, I mean, there are those dinosaurs that are in Palm Desert or in Cabazon that you can climb into that were featured prominently in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to visit that little dinosaur park or whatever it is.
It's really something to see. I'll tell you that much.
It's like on my bucket list.
You might want to just skip it. It's all right.
Oh, no.
Your bucket list includes having Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
No, visiting the dinosaur park in Palm Desert where it was a prominent scene in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Ever since I was a little kid, I've wanted to go and see those dinosaurs. Yeah. Oh, wow, Simone, I want to go and see it.
Yeah,
but now Jen is telling me that I should just not waste my
time. It's right by a gas station.
Not the most charming place. Miles, my grandson, has gone into this whole thing with dinosaurs, so you might take him with you. You'd probably have a great time with Miles. He's great. He's a good. He's actually a great conversationalist, especially when it comes to dinosaurs. He's become,
and what's cool, Victor, he could be our designated driver.
Right.
<That'd be cool.
laughs> All right. Exactly. 45 past the hour. Coming up in a moment, what's going on with home sales here in America?
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The keys, the sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, so here we go with the, we've talked about jobs, now let's talk about home sales. Apparently, because there are very little inventory, people are pushing and pulling, trying to get into, my friend the real estate guy told me yesterday, he sold a house at 25% more than the asking.
Yeah.
Even though existing sales dropped to like 2.5 points in April from the previous month, there's still, at this rate, it's almost 6 million units a year. That's way over
what is
the norm. It really is.
And how much people are paying this house? But my mom's got 35 offers, I think, 37 offers on it. I mean, ridiculous.
And the average median price in the country for a home at the moment is $341,000. That's an increase of almost 20% from the same time last year. That is really remarkable. I don't understand. Maybe part of it is the fixed rate for mortgages is now 2.8%, something like that.
Well, it went up. It's now almost 3.5%. Yeah,
right.
It's gone
up.
Meanwhile, it is interesting though that the higher, the more expensive the house, the higher the profit margin. Like the more offers and the higher end, it's insane.
You look at the Zillow listings in Boise, Idaho, for example. The sale price has gone up 25% from a year earlier. Stamford, Connecticut up 19%. This is the hottest market in 14 years.
It's nuts.
Every place you go, and you just wonder what is driving.
Great if you can sell, but good luck if you want to buy.
Right. Millennials that are in their early 30s apparently are the ones that are pushing the envelope here. Everybody wants to own their own home, except for Victoria, who doesn't want to. It's 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now, time for the continuing conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health. The conversation never ends. You hear that promotion for a lot of good talk radio programs and some that aren't so good. But in this circumstance, we're talking about you and your health. Jack, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the proven weight loss formula that's stimulant-free, drug-free. In other words, it is free of anything that's bad for you. Helps you keep the weight off. Super duper. You can buy a 3-month supply now. Get another 3 months free. That's the deal. All kinds of great things. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. I wonder if the enzymes are like the long life energy enzymes that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Jack. Is an enzyme an enzyme? A digestive enzyme is a digestive enzyme.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of different enzymes that do a lot of different things. Every biochemical process that takes place inside the body has an enzyme to some degree or another controlling it, turning it on, turning it off.
So what's the difference? What are those called? Digestive enzymes obviously are for your gut.
Yeah,
so
digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. That's right. Then there are other enzymes in the body that kind of act like a Pac-Man that goes throughout the entire system, cleaning things out that do not belong
really?
There.
So is that the formula for long-life energy enzymes?
Oh, yes.
Which, as I said, you can get at Forbidden Doctor. But what is there about those that are – is it
a universal application?
What's the scoop?
Have a greater concentration. They have a greater concentration of the part that cleans the system out. Now, if you take them with food, they're going to digest your food. If you take them away from food, they get into the bloodstream. You have a normal amount of trypsin and chymotrypsin enzymes in your bloodstream all the time. A normal pancreas will have a certain amount of trypsin and chymotrypsin through the system, whether you're eating food or not, going through the bloodstream, going through the lymph, going through the tissues, just gently cleaning. So we put an extra amount of that in there in case you've got something going on inside your body you don't want going on inside there, or you suspect.
Yeah.
And that's what it's for.
All right. So then it sounds a little like if you were to confuse people, or people were confused by the description, a little bit of probiotic stuff. It sounds like enzymes could be confused with at least gut enzymes with the probiotics.
Yes.
Is there a bacterial quotient to enzymes? Is that another way of saying bacteria?
No.
And then, it's,
bacteria are living cells.
Yeah.
Bacteria are living cells. Enzymes are chemical substances that our body makes. But in some cases, the older we get, the less it makes. And so the body is less efficient as cleaning itself out as it should.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the most powerful testimonials we get is to that very end.
But then there's collagen protein, which we start making. So what, maybe to pursue this logic a little bit here, as long as we get ourselves into it, the things our body produces, like when we're born through our teenage years, and then what we stop producing as we get older. I know one of them is collagen protein, because that's one of the reasons Calitrin works so well. But what other things are there that are that we don't continue to make, and one wonders why we don't continue to make them? This is I think collagen protein, I didn't even know that until I started talking about Calitrin on the air.
Sure.
But what other form, what other things like this
happen? Well, it's the digestive enzymes. There's a new medical specialty out there involving the pancreas because of PEI, pancreatic enzyme insufficiency. And so they want to chemically stimulate your pancreas to make more enzymes. The older we get, the more enzymes it makes. Yes, it's a drug. That's crazy. That's insane. You can just take the enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Well, but you, come on. Wait a minute. You know better than that. You know what the circumstances are. The drug companies don't want to give in to anything that guys like you come up with because it cuts into their profit margins. The same thing as cannabis. All the big drug companies are, or for that, even more to the point, when it comes down to CBD products and hemp products in general that are good for you, the drug companies are all over pushing the governmental entities or the people in government that they have supported to kill anything that has hemp in it, CBD, or anything that has THC in it that might help you sleep better or fight the pain when you have bad diseases. They're not there to help you out. They're there to help them out.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why there's such strong congressional actions against saying anything positive about natural healing.
Yeah, right. And so, well, anyway, you can ignore that, whatever the whatever. I mean, look at the mess the CDC made out of COVID, and you can go from there.
Gee,
all right, so, and who wants to listen to Fauci anymore and his baloney? So take Jack. Jack can be the new Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Jack.
Dr. Jackie. Dr. Jack here with Dr. Doug Brack.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.